This podcast is a part of the Carbon Almanac Network of podcasts.
Deborah, so we are excited to have you on the Carbon Sessions today because we like to have conversations with people around the world about things that we can do to help reduce the carbon footprint. And one of the things you and I were talking about was working while walking. And I wonder if you want to talk about that a little bit.
So instead of driving, instead of maybe even going to a restaurant, just actually just getting together and walking that meeting, whether it's by earbuds or together. So yes, we're exercising, we're doing great stuff, but we're not, it doesn't take anything extra to do that. And literally that's how I do as many of my meetings as possible. It's just walk. I call it a walk and talk. It's just this walk and talk.
And do you walk outside in our beautiful Vancouver rain? Or are you walking inside on a treadmill, or what are you doing?
So yes, I do live in Vancouver. I do live in the rainy city of Vancouver. And every time you see it, it's got a raindrop. But you know what? As a Vancouverite, like literally born here, the rain doesn't bother me. And we do walk in the rain, because if you don't do something in the rain, you're staying a lot inside. But I have the fortune that I live downtown and I, you know, live in a condominium that does have also exercise facility. And so I, you know, I'm doing a big walk, like I'm walking across Ireland. So I'm now in that gym 3 days a week, and I actually go with friends and we actually do treadmill and we do exercise together. And then I also do swim, right? So we have a pool and we literally will swim and have meetings and we'll talk a little bit and we'll do a lap and then we'll talk a little bit and we do a lap. So just trying to mix those two things together happens quite a lot. But yes, rain is not a deterrent here.
That's great. Deborah, this is Brian. So nice to meet you and excited to be here with you. I'm curious. So I'm a big fan of the walk and talk. I was excited to join today's session and hear about you and this pattern you've been building. I've got some clients and colleagues that it's normal practice. Like they know what it's about and they're like, oh yeah, like I stand up for my desk and like, let's walk and talk, right? And they like get into it. And some clients will even do hike and talks and we'll like, yeah. Our planned meeting is we go once a quarter and we go hike this hike together. So for some people in my life, that expectation is sort of hard. I don't know how it got built in the first place, but like, how do you broach that with someone that you're just getting to know? Meetings are often you're getting to know someone on the front side of a relationship. Do you bring this up early in the relationship and the conversation? And how do you tips on setting that kind of expectation?
I think because I come from an entrepreneurial background and so do most of my clients and colleagues that I'm talking to. And particularly with the fact that not a lot of us have gotten together lately. So depending on who I'm talking to, one, I can go at it from an economic standpoint. It's like, hey, you know, let's not go and, you know, have lunch again. I'm sure you have lots of lunches with people. I'm sure lunch again. And why don't we layer? And people really love that word layering. I mean, because, you know, if you're, I don't say the word B and ends with Y and there's an S in the middle. It's not something that our team doesn't allow each other to say. So, you know, in my very abundant, passionate, fulfilling life, that leaves little room in my schedule. I'll come at it from like, you know, let's not spend $50 on lunch today and let's just go exercise and let's just talk what we need to talk about at the same time. So people are like, yeah, why am I going to sitting in my house, driving and sitting in a restaurant? So I'll kind of come from an exercise standpoint or from a, you know, let's save some money standpoint. Or the other thing is I'm not getting enough time to go out there and exercise. I'm finding that I'm sitting at my desk all the time. You know, you don't live that far from me. I think it would be really easy. Or look, why don't we just go and walk and talk? And they're like, it's like a new concept, right? They're also trying to find time to exercise. They're also trying to find time to get out, but no one's just really approaching with the idea. Or especially when I go, I've got a hot tub. I've got a hot tub. I've got a pool and a hot tub. When's the last time that you went swimming? And they're like, I don't know, like 20 years ago. And I'm like, well, why don't we just do our meeting there? It's super fun. And they might think it's a little obscure, but when I'm like, well, when's the last time you exercised? And like, it's super cool. And, you know, we can just come to the house after and have a drink or something, but, you know, not a martini, but. It's just different. And people are thinking, I think they're trying to find creative ways to get together. I also think that they're trying to find ways to save money. And most people will go exercise if they're looking at the walk as exercise, if they make a commitment to go with somebody. And so I'll go, oh my gosh, great. A lot of people also know that I'm training for a big event in 2024. And I'm like, look, I've got to get in as much exercise as possible. I had a friend, for example, last Saturday, you know, he's like, hey, let's hang out. I'm like, well, unless you're prepared to walk, I'm not really into hanging out right now because I have to use all my time to train for this event. Super important to me. He's like, okay. And literally he was like, as we were walking, I'm like, come on, you can do this. And he's like, I got to go. He had to go shopping. And I'm like, okay, let's walk downtown, get your things and walk back. We came back. I'm like, good, right? He's like, yeah, that was fun. He may never call me again. But so I just inject it in a way that it's good for us. It's going to save money. And one of those two things work.
That's awesome. Do you have clients or colleagues that are sometimes come back to and like, they've taken this and carried it forward and they're instigating it?
Yeah. Yeah. So the guy that I was just talking about, I mean, we've been friends for a long time. And so he now is doing the same thing. He likes to hike. He doesn't like to hoof and walk long distance. He likes to hike. But I think that a lot of people are finding that because it's really just doing something that we probably all did during the time that we couldn't be so close to each other, you know, depending where you are. Some places that we were pretty locked down here. And so people would walk and talk, right? Because anytime you had a chance to get out and walk. So people were doing it with their earbuds in. And so why not do it with somebody, right? Because I think it also helps in terms of that, you know, we're trying to recover from being lonely for a while.
You've been listening to Carbon Sessions, a podcast with carbon conversations for every day with everyone from everywhere in the world. We'd love you to join the Carbon Sessions so you too can share your perspectives from wherever you are. This is a great way for our community to learn from your ideas and experiences, connect, and take action. If you want to add your voice to the conversation, go to thecarbonalmanac.org/podcasts and sign up to be part of a future episode. This podcast is also part of the Carbon Almanac Network. For more information, to sign up for the emails, to join the movement, and to order your copy of the Carbon Almanac, go to thecarbonalmanac.org. Be sure to subscribe and join us here again, as together we can change the world.